Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you really wanted to do something, and you were quite certain that if you did it, nobody would ever know about it? There is one catch. You know that you shouldn't do it. It is against your better judgment, and deep within your heart, you feel like, no, this is not right. Then you think, well, nobody will know, and besides, just this one time won't count. That is the predicament and trap of temptation. It is a dilemma as old as the human race itself. Way back in the Garden of Eden, man first faced temptation and yielded to it. From that day to the present, men and women, teens and children, have battled temptation. It comes in all sizes and varieties. There are as many different kinds of temptations as there are human predicaments. When you're tempted to do something that you know is not right, what do you do? How do you face the problem? There are two things that you can do. Naturally, you can go ahead and do what you would really like to do. Yield to temptation. But this causes some mental gyrations so you can convince your conscience that it's right. To yourself, you say, well, everybody is doing it. Why shouldn't I? You can tell yourself, if God put that desire in your body, then it should be gratified. You can say, this time is okay, but I won't ever do it again after this. You can put your mind on the present and try not to think of the devastating consequences, or you can convince yourself, I'm too smart to get caught. I will get away with it. It really takes no strength to yield to temptation. It happens every day. But the second avenue to the problem of temptation is the one that leads in the opposite direction. Frankly, the path leading away from temptation is not a very broad one. It has a lot of growth that camouflages it. It seems that not very many people look for it. However, the person who wants to do what is right can find this path. Don't think for a moment that emotionally and biologically, you are forced to do what is wrong. Here are some guidelines that will help you overcome temptation. 1. Face today's temptation today, not tomorrow. More people fall for that line, this is the last time I'll do that, than any other excuse. Remember, the chains of habit are often too weak to be felt until they are too strong to be broken. 2. Always remember that someone else has faced your temptation and overcome it. You can too, if you make up your mind to do so. It takes far more character to say no than to go ahead and yield and find excuses. 3. This is the guideline that really counts. Ask God for His strength to overcome the temptation that confronts you. Perhaps you're thinking, does God really care about my life? Possibly you have not discovered His love for you, or you have not learned that He is interested in your life. Listen to what Paul wrote. No temptation has taken you but such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able to bear it or cope with it. Here God tells us, it's no sin to be tempted. The sin comes when we yield to it. When a person is tempted, he feels pretty much alone, but God plus you makes a majority. One last thought, do right and you will never go wrong.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.